It is to you, O God, that we gather today. Hear us as we lift our prayer to you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise.
What I seek, based on Psalm 29. One thing only do I desire of the Lord, that I may seek and live in God's presence. I have known his shelter from threatening storms, a father's love shining with grace and mercy.
To live with God is to live with love, blessed with peace, welcoming the lost to the protection of his home.
To live with God is to abide with beauty that nurtures the soul. So one thing have I asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
To behold the beauty of the Lord and to worship in his temple. To bring silence into my days that I may hear his voice. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
From 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Where in your heart do you feel burdened? All of us certainly carry some sort of a difficulty, a burden, some stress, some worry. Maybe it's a relationship in your family or among friends. Maybe that struggle is at work every day. Maybe you're experiencing some health problems, or maybe a loved one is struggling with their health. Maybe there's something else that worries you about the future, something coming up. Where is it that you feel burdened? St. Paul acknowledges in today's scripture passage that, yes, outwardly we're wasting away. Outwardly there will be struggles in life. But he tells us that inwardly we're being renewed day by day. And so he says, we do not lose heart. What St. Paul's talking about here is our own experience of the Paschal mystery, our own experience in our very lives and our bodies and our souls of the dying and the rising of Jesus. We continue to celebrate these days the Easter season, the glory of the resurrection of Jesus. And we know that Jesus has passed from death into new life. But Jesus doesn't want us just to observe that Paschal mystery from afar. What he desires is that that mystery, his dying and rising, become a reality in our own bodies and souls. That yes, outwardly we might be wasting away, but in the resurrection, inwardly, in a deeper way, we're being renewed day by day. This past year on my annual silent retreat, I was given a little booklet. It's actually a letter that was written by Saint Seraphim of Russia. The letter was written to a bishop who was in a Soviet prison camp at the time, and it kind of hits hard. The booklet is titled, This Was From Me, and here's a little excerpt. St. Seraphim writes in one place, Do you find yourself in difficult circumstances among those who do not understand you, who have no consideration for what is pleasing to you and push you aside? This was from me. I am your God, the one who arranges circumstances, and it was not by accident that you find yourself in the place where you are. This is precisely the place I've appointed for you. Wow, that strikes deep, doesn't it? God allows these circumstances to happen. We always say in our faith that God isn't cause these things to happen so much as God allows them. But in allowing difficult circumstances, God certainly draws us to himself. God wants to be with us in a deeper way. He wants to live the Paschal mystery within us. Life will always bring crosses, but Jesus doesn't want us to bear those crosses alone. He says in the gospel that my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Jesus gives us the crosses of our life that we can carry those crosses with him, so that he can actually carry the bulk of that burden. So if you feel burdened these days, maybe just know that something in this is from him. Jesus wants to bear that cross with you. He wants to live his Paschal mystery with you. And during this Easter season, as we bear those crosses well, we too can come to the glory of the resurrection in our own bodies and souls. Amen. Alleluia.
Together, our voices are lifted in humility and trust as we pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Father, it is to you that we turn our hearts and offer praise. We are nothing without you. Send us your Spirit that we might always be reminded of this truth. We ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And may Almighty God, who is Father, Son, and Spirit, hold you in blessing and protection now and forever.
Amen.
Our prayer has ended. Let us go, give thanks, and we'll see you tomorrow.